Hi, I'm Lindsay Williams, your podcast host, and welcome to Busy Mum's Fitness Corner, Manifesting Through Motherhood, where we dive deep into the empowering journey of balancing motherhood and personal wellness. As modern day mums, we can possess an incredible ability to manifest your dreams while nurturing your family's well-being. Join me as we explore the transformative power of mindset, goal setting and self-care, equipping you with practical strategies to create the life you envision. And who said manifesting has to be hard? Let's talk non-negotiables. What are your non-negotiables as a busy mum? Mine was a prime example yesterday. It was my birthday. I was 42 and I took a day off for me. And whether you are self-employed or not, I highly recommend this. Save one of your annual leave days and have a day to yourself, whether it be go for a spa day, go out, have a Netflix day, go to the gym, go for a walk, meet friends for coffee. It's really important that we have something for us. It's exciting. I really enjoy just having, I spent the evening with my son. My husband worked late. But non-negotiables for me is it helps me keep my mindset in check. I have a child with additional needs and I give a lot of time for him. And I'm not about to give up things for me just because I'm a working mum. And I always remember a health visitor, she come round and she said, I'm going to give you one piece of advice. I've been doing this job long enough. And I was like, right, I'm just straightening my hair while I record this, actually. I'm recording on my phone because I'm off out for lunch. So going back to that, the health visitor said that you should never, ever change your life. When you have a baby, it must fit into your life. Do not ever give up your identity. And she said this in front of my husband, and he always remembers it. And this is like 13 years later. And it's important that we've got to have there's got to be things that we are like, no, absolutely not. I am not giving up that for me. And even if you have to get up in the morning, like a little bit, you know, early, it's a must. Having the exercise, putting things in. Is there things that you prepared to give up as a mum? Yeah, I get the financial things, but there's things that are not, you know, costly. They're just minute things, just things that are just like self-care things for you. We need non-negotiables because it's really important that we look after us, because we are always looking after our children, our partners, our carers. We always look after other people, our friends. But there's no way I'm about to give up things that I love. And this works well with relationships. When you're in a relationship, and you could be in quite a bit of a tricky relationship, and your partner wants you to change, and as soon as somebody wants you to change, they're the red flags for me. Been there, done that, worn the t-shirt. You never give up what you want. Never give up being you. Because people notice when you're not you. They say, you don't seem the same. You seem different. You seem distant. Where's the bubbly you gone? And when we start giving up the things we love, we give up us, our identity. And it's really important that we don't do that. We continue to be, you've got, even in a relationship like myself, 15 years, I do absolutely whatever I want to do. And he can, but we still respect boundaries, respect each other. And that's really important that we both know our place. We can't be in each other's pockets all the time. We have to grow and evolve together. There's a 10-year age gap with me and my partner. He's at a different stage of his life. But we both don't like going out partying. So the great thing is, none of us are like big drinkers and like going out partying, but he would never ask me to sacrifice my nails. So one of my non-negotiables is every 3 weeks, my friend shall do my nails, eyelashes and eyebrows. That's for me. But my friend does my hair. We do each other's. And I don't really have many vices. So the things that I want for me, we might go for a coffee. If I want to go for a coffee, no one's going to tell me that I'm not going to go for that. Because if I want it, I will go and get it. And I'll work hard to afford it as well. And if you put money away, a little pot for you, a little self-care pot, I definitely recommend putting whatever you can a week. Even if you put a couple of pounds a week and you've got like £20 at the end of the month, go and do something for you. Go to Superdrug, go and get yourself some toiletries, go to Costa, Starbucks. I want you to do this. I want you to do this and tell me if you are doing this. And if you're not doing this, tell me that you're going to do it. Tell me what you are thinking. And I know you're probably, the cogs are going now where you're probably thinking, Yeah. What I'm going to do is, this week, I'm going to go and buy myself something. Whether it's going to be, go and buy yourself some new pyjamas. We need upgrades all the time. I've just upgraded. So I've just got some new makeup for my birthday. I need some new makeup brushes. And I went to the range and I bought these baskets. I haven't had a chance to do them yet. And in my top drawer, where I'm doing my hair, I'm going to upgrade my beauty section. It's all going to be a bit messy. So I want to be able to have a space for me in the morning to go and get my makeup on, have my hair straighteners, my curlers, everything I need here in this place. It's not negotiable. I need a place. My husband like painted it and made me a little section in my back room for me, like a dressing area. Because I need space. I need space to work. I need space to work out. So our spare room downstairs in the bungalow is my... I've got a little desk in there. I've got gym equipment. I've got a treadmill. It's like I've kind of taken over the space for me. So, but he doesn't mind because he knows I need this. He knows that I'm the one doing the majority of the care in the week when he's working. Being a mum to a child with additional needs, it takes up a lot of your energy and more mental capacity, because you're doing everything you can to accommodate a child who is... you know, who has different needs, who needs more attention. We all parent differently, and all our children are different. But while he's at school, I try and do the things for me that I want. I'm actually going out today. My friend's picking me up soon. So I booked 2 days off, and I said, she said, right, what are you doing on your birthday? I said, well, I'm going to go out with mum. So she's like, well, the day after, I'm going to take you out. So she's picking me up and taking me out. So, like, it's really exciting that I've got another day off. And most of them said, oh, you're not working today. I'm like, no, never said anything. Because he knows I work hard. He would never say to me, well, you should be working. Even though he can't come, he's working. He understands. He says, I know you love seeing people, networking. You love having your hair done. You love your eyelashes. It makes me love you even more. Because that's what I fell in love with bubbly you, with the blonde you. You know, your eyelashes, your nails, he doesn't want me to change that, but I feel like we can change when we're in a relationship. We can give up things that we actually, you know, we think, yeah, there's things that we do need to give up financially sometimes. There's little things where we might not be able to afford as much, but the basic things we should never give up, you know, like just even putting some lipstick on or having a bit of time just to curl your hair in the morning. They're just a little tiny things that we should still keep. So, what I want you to do today, I want you to get a list and look at your non-negotiables. Look at things that you are not prepared to give up. You still need to do without the week. If somebody said to you, you can't go to the gym or you can't get your hair blow dried every week, well, how would you feel if somebody said that to you? You're not going to be happy. So I want you to write down, I want you to send me a message as well, like what are the things that make you you and feel you and make you tick? So write it out. And then re-look at things and look at the things that actually you could not give up. And it might be smoking. It could be anything. They're your things that you want. It might be visiting a friend every week for coffee or going to an exercise class, something like that. It's something that's for you. So I want you to do that. Let me know. And I want you to then look at things. If you haven't got, if there's things that you've given up, I want you to look at what can you bring back in again? Is there something that you can bring back to life? Is there something that you think, actually, I'm going to start doing this again because I don't do that anymore? Because sometimes we just think, oh, God, I used to love doing that. I used to love doing this. So sometimes it's nice for us to start introducing that back into our week. And I guarantee you're going to feel like a whole different person. So even if it's just one thing, just do what you can. It doesn't have to be loads. It could just be one thing a week. It could be one thing a day. And this is where it comes back to time blocking. Time blocking it in. And it also comes back to habit stacking. So what are you doing in the morning? Like, non-negotiable for me is getting up, going on my treadmill, having a cup of tea, listen to a podcast. Just, you know, like little things like that. I'm not prepared to give up that, because imagine how sad and fed up I'd feel all day. I want to feel good and positive and full of energy. I want to feel like I can take on the world. I can motivate others. How can I be, you know, an influence to other people or a life coach to other people if I'm not doing that myself? So it's all about influencing people in a way that it works for them. Not where we see online where you should be doing this and you should be doing that. sometimes it's not realistic. We have to just think of the fundamentals, the basic things that what we need in life. So let me know what yours are this week. Send me a message, send me a voice note, send me on through Instagram, anywhere, or on my website. There is a little voice function on there. And let me know what are yours. And my non-negotiable is not, I have to write my gratitude every day. If someone took my gratitude journal away, I'd be mad. Because it's what I like to do. And we should have things that we can, we should have tools. We should have the basic, we should, you know, our basic hierarchy of needs, we should, they should be met within the week. And we feel sad if we haven't got them things. And one little thing could do, like going out for lunch, makes you feel so different. So let me know. And just think about how you can start making that happen. And where are you going to implement it this week? So let me know. And have a great day. And I will have a great day myself. And I'll speak to you all soon. Bye. Did you know you can join and support the show by becoming a Patreon with extra podcast audio, self-development and health support? Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss an episode. And if you could rate and review the show, that would be great. And thanks for listening. Oh, don't go yet. Did you know you can find me on Amazon? I have over 20 self-published books. From manifesting planners, weight loss and meal planning, gratitude and time blocking, and many more. Bye for now.